We're going to go live now to this is the European Commission president speaking right now.
And in these dark hours, the European Union and its people stand by Ukraine and its people. We are facing an unprecedented act of aggression by the Russian leadership against a sovereign, independent country. Russia's target is not only Donbas. The target is not only Ukraine. The target is the stability in Europe and the whole of the international peace order. And we will hold President Putin accountable for that. Later today, we will present a package of massive and targeted sanctions to European leaders for approval. With this package, we will target strategic sectors of the Russian economy by blocking their access to technologies and markets that are key for Russia. We will weaken Russia's economic base and its capacity to modernize. And in addition, we will freeze Russian assets in the European Union and stop the access of Russian banks to European financial markets. Like with the first package of sanctions, we are closely aligned with our partners and allies, the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, but also, for example, Japan and Australia. These sanctions are designed to take a heavy toll on the Kremlin's interests and their ability to finance war. And we know that millions of Russians do not want war. President Putin is trying to turn the clock back to the times of the Russian Empire. But in doing so, he is putting at risk the future of the Russian people. I call on Russia to immediately stop the violence and to withdraw its troops from Ukraine's territory. We will not let President Putin tear down the security architecture that has given Europe peace and stability over many decades. We will not allow President Putin to replace the rule of law by the rule of force and ruthlessness. He should not underestimate the resolve and strength of our democracies. And history has proven that societies and alliances built on trust and freedom are resilient and successful. And that's exactly what the autocrats fear. The European Union stands with Ukraine and its people. We will continue to support them. Ukraine will prevail. Thank you.
These are among the darkest hour for Europe since the end of World War II. A major nuclear power has attacked a neighbor country and is threatening reprisals of any other states that may come to its rescue. This is not only the greatest violation of international law, it's a violation of the basic principles of human coexistence. It's costing many lives with unknown consequences ahead of us. The European Union will respond in the strongest possible terms. President of the European Council, President Michel, has called for a meeting of the European Council this evening, and they will agree and provide political guidance to adopt the stronger package, the harshest package of sanctions we have ever implemented. As High Representative for the Foreign Affairs and Security Policy of the European Union, I will be in touch with our partners around the world to ensure the international community will be fully grasping the gravity of the moment and to call strongly and united on Russia to cease immediately this behavior, intolerable behavior, and Russia leadership will face unprecedented isolation. This is not a question of blocks. This is not a question of diplomatic power games. It's a matter of life and death. It's about the future of our global community. And we will stand united with our transatlantic partners and with all European nations in defending this position. We stand united in saying that no violence and destruction as means to obtain political gains. We, the European Union, remain the stronger group of nations in the world, and this should not be underestimated. More immediately, we will be designing urgent assistance to Ukraine in this dire situation. We will also be active in supporting evacuation operations, including of our own staff in zones affected by this Russian attack. The European Union, together with transatlantic and like-minded partners, have made unprecedented efforts to achieve a diplomatic solution to the security crisis caused by Russia. But Russia has not reciprocated these efforts and instead has opted unilaterally for a grave and premeditated escalation conducting to war. President Putin needs to stop this senseless aggression. And today our thoughts are with the people of Ukraine. We will stand with them. Thank you.